Yesterday. And we discussed yesterday the din of mechubar. And to refresh your memories, we had a number of different shittas why there's a psul mechubar. We saw the Yishami who said it's focused on sefer. It has to be something that is like sefer. That means it is movable. We saw the Rashba number two. We saw the Ritva that says it's based on the idea that you need a maisa nesina. And that is something that has nesina miyad. I just want to show you a Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch is found in Hilchos Shchita. In Siman Vav Siv Bey is a really, really interesting Pesach of the Mechaber. Nothing to do with us, but again, when you see this Pesach in Shulchan Aruch, you see how Torah kind of all, everything is connected. Everything fits together, and everything is interrelated. So the Mechaber writes in Hilchos Shchita, this is source number four in Yomar Makomos, Siman Vav Siv Bey. Hashochet bedavar hamechubar lakarka o laguf. If you do a shechita with that which is mechubar lakarka or mechubar laguf. So I don't know how you do that exactly, but let's say you did it. Okay, so then he says, kick on. Tziporen, a fingernail, or a shein, a tooth. Ha-mechubarim bibehema shechita sapsu. Or what does anything trouble you? Let me just say it over again. The Mechaber says in Hilchos Shechita, there's a psul, your sakin, your knife, your is not allowed to be mechubar, le karka, o laguf. So he says, it can't be mechubar, le karka, o laguf. Kigon tziporen, fingernail, vishain, tooth, ha mechubar mebehema, shechitas o psul. Psul mechubar. If you look at the Rabbi Kiva Eger 4a says, v'tamu ali, this is very difficult to me. Because do we ever have a psul? What's the only psul that we have in general when it comes to psulim of mechubar? When we say mechubar, what do we mean? What do we typically mean?
Something which is grounded to the earth.
We mean?
Something grounded to the earth.
You talk like a landon. Mechubar lakarka. Mechubar lakarka. Now, is a human fingernail, let's say I want to go to the animal, I got long fingernails, and I want to go, and I shech the animal with my fingernail. Wow. Is that called mechubar lakarka?
No.
The answer is yes.
It says laguf.
Listen. Listen! Is that called mechubar lakarka? It could be. It could be. Why? Because we have a rule that is a shas rule. Adam hukash lekarkos. Adam hukash lekarkos. Humans have a xeris akosiv, like karka. And therefore, mechubar la adam might be similar to mechubar la karka. But what is not hukash la karkos? Animals. Behema is not called hukash la karkos. And let's say I take, I don't know, an ibex. And I have over here a cow, and I take the ibex in my hand, and I shech the cow with the horn of the ibex. So says the Shulchan Aruch, is that going to be a good shechita? No, why? The psul mechubar. What emerges from this mechaber regarding the psul mechubar? What do you have to say? What do you have to say? Yeah!
Anything attached to...
It's not a halacha of mechubar lakarka, it's a halacha of... mechubar... Le is possible. If that's true, can you write a get according to Shulchan Aruch on Karen Shalpara? But the Mishnah says you can. But the Mishnah says you can. Hakoisa get be Karen Shalpara is Hareza get. We just said, however, if you shecht an animal with the fingernail of a cat, no good. How can you reconcile the psak of the Mechaber? Why is Keren Shalpara Harezeh Get? No. That's not the direction I want to go in. No. Why is Keren Shalpara good get, Rabosa? Why is it not possible, according to Shulchan Aruch, because of Mechubar? Yeah?
In the ellipsis?
Yeah?
It's no longer mechubar once you take it off.
Yeah?
Same reason it wouldn't work as a sheep knife as an animal.
Yeah?
It's not the same thing.
On both sides. Why does it work by a cow, Karen Shalpara? Because what is the get? No. If the Karen is the get,
the Osios are the get.
If the... Stop. Stop. I will move you to the back of the room. If what is Rabosa ha Megarish Isha Bekeren Shel Para? Is it a good get or not? Yeah. Don't say yes. What are you giving her? What are you giving her? If you're giving her the cow, then it's Megareshes. Why? Because what is the get? The get is the cow. Does that mean? Does the fact that I wrote the get on the Keren Shel Para, but what am I giving her? The cow. So what is the get? The cow. Just because I give her, the paper has margins. Does that mean the margin is not part of the get is the paper. The get is the cow. Is the cow mechubar? The cow is not mechubar. What is mechubar? The Karen. If the Karen was the get, then it's a psul mechubar. But what am I giving her? Give me the cow. If I would just unscrew the Karen, would it be good? No, because of mechusar ktsitsa. Then the get would be the Karen itself, and the Karen itself is no good. But if the get is the entirety of the cow, is the cow mechubar? Is the cow mechubar?
No,
one sec. I'm katete. Rabosai, when it comes to shechita, if I pick up the eye, what is the chefza of the shechita? What's the object that can't be mechubar? Would you tell me, is it reasonable to say that the ibex is the sakin? Is that reasonable to say? What is the sakin? The sakin is the instrument of cutting. So I pick up a cat and I set the animal with the fingernails of the cat. What is the instrument of shechita? The fingernails. By definition, when it comes to the ma'isa shechita, the sakin cannot be mechubar. What is the sakin? The cutting device. The claws. The Karen, whatever. When it comes to the get is the, could be whatever, however I define the get. The fact that I'm giving her the para means what is the get? The get is the para, which happens to have a Karen that has the writing on it. But the get is the para, and therefore not a psul mechubar.
Why does it say Karen?
It says Karen shel para, and if you give her the para, it's good. Why is it good? You wrote it on a Karen shel para. You wrote it on a Karen shel para. But what are you giving her? You're giving her the whole... The whole para. So the chefs of the get is the para. And it has writing on the Karen.
Why can't you say that the chefs of the shechita is the person, which is not the chubar, and then the part of the person that's doing it is the nail. It's the same thing.
I know, and I'm telling you, there's a chiluk. And the chiluk is, when it comes to shechita, this is there's a din of a sakin.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell me, and I don't think it's as reasonable to say, that the entirety of the animal is the sakin. The sakin is the cutting device, the cutting instrument. That's what we're saying. We're making that. I'm saying no. When it comes to a get, you write a get on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
But the paper has a lot of blank space.
It's
also
all the same.
It's the get is the entirety of the object that you're giving over. Yeah. That is the get. Masha ain't came when it comes to shechita. The shechita, the device of shechita, is a sakin. If you don't like it,
there's different parts of the paper.
You hear what I'm saying? You don't like it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to like it. I'm a cobbler, you don't like it.
I still think we can learn out that paper.
Say another pshat. Not now.
Okay.
You give me another pshat in Shulchan Aruch, that's better. I'm happy to hear.
I get it before.
No. And I said it's better. Okay. Let's go on. Okay, Rabosai, we go on. I want to now learn with you twice. Okay. Now, Rabosai, I did a brief scan of Kol HaTorah Kula. I did it while I was Ben Gavra La Gavra in the Aliyahs today. And in Kol HaTorah Kula I found that there's only two cases in all of Shas which are cases of Mechusar Tzitza. Two cases in all of Shas. And they happen to be. Ravina Ravashi collected them all in one place. It's all found in here in Gittin Daf Chavav. What are the two cases in all of Shas that are Mechusar Tzitza? One is Para, a Karen Shel Para, and the other one is Ale Atzitznakov, or the Ale of the leaf that is on the Atzitznakov. So based on that, take a look inside. Says Tysus. I'll repeat it as we read inside. Dinim Asa Yatsa. Perish Rabbeinu Shmuel, when do we have Dinim of Mechusa Ksivu Ksisa? Dafko Be Ba'alei Chayim. Only when it comes to Balei Chayim. O b'mechubar lakarka. The only case you have of mechusar ptsitsa is balei chayim, which means animals, and mechubar lakarka. What's the common denominator? Because she'oker davar migidulo chashe mechusar ptsitsa, she'oker davar migidulo chashe mechusar ptsitsa. What does it mean, mechusar ptsitsa? What does mechusar ptsitsa mean? Mechusar ptsitsa is a unique and specialized halacha that only applies to things that grow. And when you are oker davar migidula, what does oker davar migidula mean? You uproot it from its place of growth. That's called mechusar ptsitsa. So for example, we discussed, let's say I write a get on a house. And in order to go ahead and deliver the get, I have to cut it off the house to deliver. Is it possible because of mechusar ptsitsa?
No.
That's not the psul. What's the psul? The psul is mechubar lakarka. But it's not possible because of mechusar ptsitsa. Because mechusar ptsitsa, the Rashbam, only applies to balei chayim, things that grow. The isser, the din, is to detach from its source of growth. That's the chiddush Rashbam. What's pshat? What would be the lumdus of this? The lumdus. What's the lumdus? What's he saying? The object that you're writing the get on must be the object that you are giving to the isha. When this horn, this keren, is on the cow, it's organically part of the cow. When you take it off the cow, says the Rashbam, it's something, it's dead. It's dead. And therefore, it's different. And if it's different, you wrote it on the cow. What are you giving her? You're giving her something very, very different. And therefore, the object has undergone a change, a shinui, is possible again. You wrote the get on a leaf that is on an atzitz nukuv. Now you cut the leaf off. You know what we call that leaf now? It's dead. It's a piece of paper. It's a piece of papyrus. But it is not a plant. And as such, it is invalid again. That is the chidush of the Rashba. And the Rashba brings a proof. V'teda. Debesamuch iflugu abai v'rova. Abai and rova have machoks later on. Because kosva alei shal atzitz nukuv. When you write a get on a leaf of a what? Of a potted plant of an atz nukuv, the rova gazar shema yikdom. What did they argue about, gentlemen? What was not called Abai and Rava? If you have an atzitz nukuv, can you write a get on atzitz nukuv? Abai says kosher. Rava says min haTorah it's kosher midrabanan. We're worried about you might come to cut the leaf off. Why didn't they argue about an atzitz she'eino nukuv? Why didn't they argue avol kishe'eino nukuv? If you're talking about a flower pot that is eino nukuv, mashma afilu yiktom. Even if you did what? Cut it off. Even Rava would say, what's the din? Abai would say it's kosher, Rava would say it's kosher. Why is machlokes only if it's what? If it's nukuv, because if it's nukuv, then what?
It's
kekarka, which means it's mechuber, which means you are being oker davar mikidula. But if it was what? If it was an atzitz she'eino nukuv, if there is no hole in the atzitz, then what kind of object is it? It's not mechuber lakarka. And if it's not mechubar lakarka, is there any, if you go ahead and you pick up the atzitz she'eino nukuv and give it to her, is that considered to be mechubar lakarka?
Yes.
Hello? Eino nukuv, there's no hole in it. Is it mechubar lakarka? I didn't say it. It doesn't have to be, I don't care if it grows or not. I don't care if it grows or not. Says Tosafot, look inside, gentlemen. If you got by the rabbi, because kasa leishos atzitz nukuv, the rabbi gazer shemayitom, because she'eino nukuv masafilo yitom is kosher. Let's say I cut it off. Let's say I cut it off. I cut the leaf off and I give it to her. Any problem?
No.
Any problem by Inu Nakuv? It's kosher. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? It tells you that the issue is only
when it's
mechuba l'karka. Now, Mendy, you're asking me a good question. Mendy's asking me, is this plant alive or not? It's alive. Is it as alive as a behema?
Yes.
It doesn't have a din about it.
Yes. Behema's not mechuba l'karka, and yet we said it's bal chai, and therefore this din applies. So why not by atzitz she'en onokuf? I need to think about that. Good question. V'chein, let's continue. V'chein piresh harav Rabbi Shmaya perusho im kosa'a. Okay, that's, and he, so this Rabbi Shmaya agrees. Now he says as follows. Based on the foregoing, let's say you wrote a get on a giant, like piece of, huge piece of paper. Huge. And it's so heavy. And it's not practical. So you wrote a get on this giant thing. And you know what? This is not practical. So you're going to cut it out and just cut away and just give her the get and cut away everything else. So you wrote the get and now you're cutting away. Pasul kosher. Went to Rashbam. Kosher. Why kosher? Because it's not mechubar. So says Tosus. V'chein pirush Rav Shmaya v'im kosav get beklav gadol v'achar kachotko l'fize kosher. This actually happened. Bimei Harav Yitzchak Rabbi Menachem during the time of the Rivam, upasla, and they said it's pasla. V'nechlo glav gadol ador, and all the gedolim argued on him. Uvalachs gedolos posel. V'chein Rabbeinu Tam haya machmir. He was machmir. Midekamar besama kasla cheres shal atzitz nokuv kosher. If you write a get on the cheres of an atzitz nokuv. What's the cheres? Oh. The pot itself, not on a leaf. And then what do you do? Kosva cheres shal atzitz nakuv kosher. Why? How is it kosher? What are you giving her? You're giving her the shakilei, the yavlei miale. You're giving her the whole pot. Does Rava, according to Abai, we understand why it's kosher. Why do we understand it's kosher? Because he says, you give her the whole thing, no problem. According to Rava, is there a problem shema yikto?
No.
There's no problem of? Why does Rava not argue? Is it the derech to remove a horn of a para? No. Is it the derech to break flower pots?
No.
Is it the derech to clip off a piece of a leaf?
Yes.
So shema yikatzes shein derech li. V'davka be'alei gazrinan shema yikto. So we have a big machleis between Rabbeinu Tam on the one end and Rashbam on the other end. According to Rashbam, big piece of paper, you cut it up into a small get, good or no good?
Good.
Good. According to Rabbeinu Tam, good or no good?
No good.
No good. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam says, Mechutzer Ptsitsa also applies to non-mechubar. Rashbam says it only applies to that which is mechubar. What's the Rashbam's major proof to his position? If the Rabbeinu Tam was correct, why would they be arguing about Alei Shel by an Atzitz Nakuv? They should argue even in a case of Atzitz She'enu Nakuv. In a case of Atzitz She'enu Nakuv, are you worried about, is there a chashash you might rip off the leaf?
Yes.
There's a chashash you might rip off the leaf. Does Rabbah worry about that chashash? No, why not? Because if you rip off the leaf, is it a problem? Not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because an Atzitz She'enu Nakuv, it doesn't have a hole in it. It's not considered to be mechubar la. It's not called mechubar la karka. If it's not called mechubar la karka, I'm not worried about it. Whose sheet does that corroborate? Rashbam's sheet.
What's
Rashbam's sheet? Rashbam says mechutz la tzitza only applies, a psul only applies by that which is mechubar la karka, or balechaim, animals, or that which is attached. Atzitz nukuv, is that attached to the ground? Atzitz nukuv is attached. By atzitz shenu nukuv, what's the din? It's not called attached. And therefore, we're worried about ripping off leaves. We're not worried about ripping off leaves. That is the proof of the Rashba. It's right there. So comes along.
First four lines.
So what do we have to do? So Rabbeinu Tam has to combat the raya. Combat the raya, and he does so in two ways. Most of you did not fully see the tesis, I see. I'm going to pause here, approximately 24 hours, and then we will, approximately 24 hours. Actually, a little more than 24 hours. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick it up tomorrow.
We're running 15 minutes late.
Oh, we're not stopping. Okay, wow, that stinks. Okay, we're not stopping. We're running 15 minutes late. 1:05.
I heard
15. She said 1:05. Guys, a little chazar. Sheet Sarajban, what's Sheet Sarajban?
Only
Mechubala. Only Mechubala. Oker, Davar, Mikidulo, which apparently includes number one, Balei Chaim. What does Balei Chaim mean? Animals. Number two, it means smachim, plants that are mechubar lakar, which is atzitz nakuv, which is an atzitz nakuv. Here we have a psul of, what's the name of the psul? Mechusar tzitz. What will be the din if I choteich klaf? If I cut klaf, what's Rashba I'm going to tell you? Kosher. That's not called mechusar tzitz. Who argues on the Rashbam will give it a label, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if you chotev klav, that also is possible because of mechusar ktsitsa. So this is going to be possible, and certainly, of course, everyone agrees that's going to be possible. What is the raya that is brought by the Rashbam to his shita? So he just says a simple diak in the Gemara. He says, why is Abai and Rava arguing about a case of atzitz Nakov, because atzitz nakov, yeah, that's what's going to be really, really relevant to this question, because that's you're going to have a psul of mechusar tzitza if you go ahead and cut it off. Now, why does Abaye say it's good? Why does Abaye say it's good? Abaye says it's good because what are you giving her? What are you giving her? You're giving her the entire atzitz. You're right. If you were to go ahead and snip the leaves, that would be a problem. Abaye's not worried. You're snipping leaves. You're going to go ahead and give her the whole thing. What does Rava maintain? If you gave me the whole thing, would it be good minat Torah?
Yeah, it would be
good minat Torah, but we're worried about Shema Yiktum, you might cut it off, and therefore, their machlokes is only the case of atzitz nakuv, says the Rashbam. So if I were to go ahead and fix this chart up, and I would write over here, I'm going to make another column, atzitz she'eno nakuv. What would be the din, according to the Rashbam, in a case of atzitz she'eino nakuv? It's kosher. It's kosher. Why kosher? Because it's no different than chotei klaf. Why is it no different than chotei klaf? Because it's not mechubar. It's not apidin, a tzemach that's attached to the ground, and therefore that's going to be kosher. Now, what do you think that Rabbeinu Tam would say about the case of atzitz nakuv? Atzitz she'eino nakuv. What would he say? He would say pasul. So the question then that we are left with right now is, if he says pasul in that case, why did the Gemara only bring a case of atzitz she'eino nakuv? It also should have brought a case of, there's no difference in din, according to who? According to Rabbeinu Tam, should have the same exact challenge when it comes to an atzitz nakuv. So that's what we're up to in Tosis. So let us take a look. No. So say, what?
I don't understand the Xer at all.
Okay, good. We'll learn a Tosis. That's a Gemara question.
I think it can help us understand Tosis.
It might, but let me just, because I gotta. So it says Tosis. Vilab Dafka. Is that what I'm up to? Yeah. Vilab Dafka Nokar Aleshel Atzitz Nokuv. Is that what I'm up to? Vilab Dafka Nokar Aleshel Atzitz Nokuv. To who adin Bisha'in Onokuv. The same exact halakha would apply by Ein Onokuv. So why did we mention dafka case of atzitz nakuv? Elam ishum rebusa de abaye nakte. De afilu benakuv machshir. It's telling us how lenient Abaye is. Abaye is really lenient. What's a bigger chiddush for Abaye? Atzitz nakuv or atzitz she'eino nakuv? What's a bigger chiddush for Abaye? Abaye is machshir. Am I being too... Yeah, when I say nakuv, inner nakuv, I can use those terms. Yes. Are you with me on those terms? Okay, what's a bigger chiddush for Abaye? To say that it's a kosher get and we're not gozer shemeyiktom. By atzitz nakuv or atzitz she'eno nakuv? It's a bigger chiddush to say by atzitz nakuv. Why? Because it's attached to the ground and nevertheless he's not worried about you cutting a piece off. So the reason, says Rabbeinu Tam, that we dafka talk about a case of atzitz nakuv is because lahodiacha, to show you how far Abaye goes. Vodah Marie, the Mestabed Enoch, Vlad Avgan Avgan, you should read about it. No, that feel of an Akamash. Okay, now here is where I want to get to something important. The Vodah Marie, another reason why the Re will tell you that the Gemara mentions Dafka Atzitz Nokum. The Mestabed, what does Mestabed mean?
Makes sense.
The Eina Haisha Kona Es Haget Shekosuv Alaleisha Atzitz Nakuv. How can a woman acquire a get that is written? Tell me, you have a flower pot with a hole in it. How is she acquiring the get? Explain to me. Explain to me what's happening. Just blurt it out. Explain to me what's happening.
She pieces of the seeds. She waters it.
What are you talking about? No. You pick up the flower pot and you transfer it to her and you give it to her hands. Nasan biyada. But if you did that, it was mechubar lakarka, and then you unmechubarized it.
But you didn't.
You know what unmechubarizing is? Cutting it. What's the din if you cut it, Rabosai? It's pasuk. So there is an astounding chiddush over here that when you pick up the atzitz nakuv, even though, what are you doing? You're severing it from its point of growth. In Hebrew, we call that itza. Oker davar migidulo. Nevertheless, it's kosher. How is that possible? The od omer read the mistaber the ena yishakonis hagetch kazal eshel zayis eshel atzin no atz nakuv b'mishik hasa atzitz. You can't just pull it. O behag ba'aso. You can't do what? You can't even pick it up unless you see. If you pick it up. Again, you guys know, gotta know a little. When I pick this up, this is not snuck. When I pick it up, is it on the ground now?
No.
Is it still drawing nourishment from the ground?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So how do I stop the nourishment? How do I sever it from karka? I put a plate underneath. When I put a plate underneath, what have I now done? Now I have severed its yanika from the... Now once I sever the yanika from the ground, what have I done? I've done ketzitza. So why is that allowed? Why is that now a good get? That's what the Tosis is bothered by. He says, what do you have to do? Paskinik Zalek, Damir Vesam. Okay, one more time. Vod Omeri. The Od Omeri, the Mistabin. The Eina Isha Kona is a get, Shekaza Alesha Otsits. Noko, Bimeshichas Otsits. It's not enough to pull the Otsits. Obeh basa to pick it up. Calls manshel poski nikas ale. You have to be poisek yenikas ale. What does yenika mean?
The nourishment.
Right. Kedarmina besamuch mochar baal zroim lebaal atzitz lokana ad shehigzik bezroim. Abo meshikas haatzit lokana dakati chas mechubar meshas meshicha. V'hod demachshar Abaye. So how does Abaye say it's a good get? How does Abaye say it's a good get? Mishum de shakilei. What's shakile? He picked it up. The yavila, and he gave it to her. Is that enough?
No.
Dahainu, tahinichaso bemakom shepoisekes yenikas haotzitz. And we put it in a place where now the atzitz is no longer yoinik. If that's true, dahash dahava rabusa today. It's an enormous chiddush. Demachshir Abaye baatzitz nakuv. The locus rinon, the yavla, bipsikas hayanika, atu below psikas hayanika, ukamasha nami apli shatzach litainla bipsikas hayanika, lo chashuv bahachi mechusak tzitza. Even in order to give it to her, what did I have to do? I have to effectively what? Sever it. Is that called mechusak tzitza?
No.
Abosai, what is Rabbeinu Tam say? Why is it not mechusak tzitza? Why is it not mechusak tzitza? The answer is, if you go to your mother, is this flower pot with a hole in the bottom?
Crazy.
You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. It's not attached to the ground. If you tell your mother, well, as you pick up its atz nakuf, and there's a hole in it, and it's above the soil, and not touching the soil, mom, is this attached to the ground? What's she going to tell you? You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. In other words, the chibur here is what kind of chibur? It's a halach.
But it's still
it's a halachic chibur. Is halachic chibur impaired by the din of mechusa tzitzit? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam says, you know what I care about? I don't care about halachic chibur. I care about physical chibur. Rabosai, chol tev klaf. I cut the cloth to give her a smaller get. Did I do something halachically? Did I do something physically?
Yes.
According to Ben Tam, a physical, he cares, mechusa tzitzit means, did you do something physical? Did you do something physical over here?
Yes.
And therefore, what's the din? When it comes to Rabbeinu Tam l'shitase, when it comes to taking a halachic chibur and severing it, but it's not a practical chibur, did you bring scissors to pick up this flower pot? Did you bring any gardening tools to pick up the flower pot? And he shears? No, it's purely a halachic severance. That's not the din of mechusa tzitzit. And therefore, that's exactly the chiddush of Abaye. That's the chiddush of Abaye, but that's why chol tev klaf is possible. What's the Rashban's position? What's the Rashban's position on those? It's the halachic chibur. How do I know that's his position? Because he makes a chiluk between chol tev klaf. What's the din chol tev klaf? What's the din by chol tev klaf? The din by chotev klav is? Oh, the din by chotev klav is what? It's kosher. Chotev klav is? Stay with me. Chotev klav is kosher. Why? Because have you done anything halachically? When does he have a psul? When you sever oker davar migidula. This was alive and now it's dead. That is a fundamental halachic shift. Alive and dead, that's what the Rashban defines mechusa tzitza. So it's the Rashban Rabbeinu Tam l'shitase. We'll stop here. Hope you got that. I think that's deep stuff, good stuff. And we go weiter in Shas tomorrow.